This is Morning Edition on 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Heplin. Central Arkansas leaders say they're fighting a problem of perception. While Northwest Arkansas is viewed as booming, the Little Rock metro area, at least according to some, appears to be struggling. Arkansas business reporter Kyle Massey wrote about that in this week's issue, which comes out today. He joins me now. Hi, Kyle.
Hello, Michael.
What is it about Central Arkansas that has led it to develop this image?
Well, one of the problems is that Little Rock has a perception of crime, and that it has some other issues that are involved with being really the only big city in Arkansas.
Yeah, you do have typical problems that you see in cities, crime often fueled by drugs and panhandling, but there are bigger issues too.
Well, there's also this idea that Little Rock and the Central Arkansas region is just simply falling behind or not doing as well as Northwest Arkansas, which has one of the fastest rates of growth among metropolitan statistical areas in the whole United States. The Northwest is also home to three Fortune 500 companies and the biggest company in the world, Walmart.
But you've encountered some who seem to feel that Little Rock has big problems.
Well, part of that comes from the candidates who are running to succeed Mark Stodola as mayor. They have a reform agenda, all of them, of course. Change is a powerful political message, and they see Little Rock as stagnant or certainly capable of doing much better. They all have ideas about crime and schools. The Little Rock School District has been under state control since a number of schools were deemed to be failing. All of the candidates and Mayor Stodola himself favor returning the school district to local control. All the candidates also propose changes that would improve the school district and make it more responsive to the needs of businesses in the area.
Well, talk a little bit about what is happening in the business community. And you write that some of the sense of slippage in the business community goes back to the sale of Alltel a decade ago.
Well, there's a perception among certain businessmen, several that I talked to, that the sale of Alltel was just sort of a point in the timeline that suggested Little Rock was not doing as well as it had been. And one of my sources who chose not to go on the record, we were talking about 4,000 jobs paying $40,000 a year. Of course, not all of them went away, but a number of them did. And this fellow has heard from other people in other parts of the country that Little Rock has an image that's as being riddled with problems. And this, he thinks, is hampering economic development, and he believes that Little Rock may be just one or two examples of bad news away from hitting a tipping point of heading downhill.
And you also mention modern struggles with companies like Windstream and Dillard's.
Right. Dillard's is a Fortune 500 company here in Little Rock. And it faces the same problems that all the traditional retail companies face, that is online competition, notably from Amazon. But Dillard's most recent report was somewhat positive, and you know, Walmart and Target have both had good reports on their last quarterly earnings. So it may not be as dire as it appears, but the idea that Dillard's is in a challenged industry as a retailer, and that Windstream, which has reported significant losses of late, may not be in healthy financial shape. I received a lot of pushback on this from some economic development officials here in Little Rock, who say that, you know, Windstream is a going concern and is likely to ride out its problems quite well. So, but the idea that Little Rock's top industries are facing some challenging times is a certainty.
But we have had some growth, some jobs numbers in recent years.
Oh, yeah. Part of the theory is just that Little Rock, while it may be growing some jobs, it has a low unemployment rate, so does Northwest Arkansas. But the idea is that Little Rock hasn't seized upon opportunities, or maybe just the atmosphere for growth has been better in Northwest Arkansas. Certainly, that's a fast-growing region. The job numbers up there have been phenomenal. So it may be an unfair comparison because very few places have been booming quite as well as Northwest Arkansas has over the last 10 or 12 years.
Well, finally, Kyle, what does perception, whether it's accurate or not, what does perception do to, say, industries in Arkansas when there is this image from those elsewhere in the country?
Well, I think that Warwick Sabin, who's one of the five people running for mayor now, put it best when he said that this perception of Little Rock being unsafe or filled with crime, it hurts recruitment of businesses. It hurts efforts to get more people to move into Little Rock. It hurts home sales. There are just a lot of negatives that go along with having a perception that your city is in decline. Rex Nelson of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette has written that Little Rock is at or near a tipping point. He's gotten pushback from Mayor Stodola and others who believe that that assessment is far too negative. But there's no question that crime in Little Rock, which was rampant in the 90s in the crack cocaine era, has resurged in the last year or two. But Mayor Stodola points out that crime this year is down significantly, both violent crime and property crime. So there's no easy conclusion to draw. But I think the idea that Little Rock is challenged is not helping its prospects for economic development.
That's Kyle Massey, who writes about this topic for this week's issue of Arkansas Business. Kyle, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Michael.
This is KUAR 89.1. In Little Rock, I'm Michael Heplin.